Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation? And welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure, your home for motivation, personal growth, and entrepreneurship. I am your host, Danny Cole. And as always, I just want to tell you guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. I love you and I appreciate you. And because of that, I'm going to bring you nothing but value and great content every single show. And that's exactly what you're going to get here today. If you're an entrepreneur or going to be entrepreneur, and you will know about social media marketing, the strategy behind it, what you should do, what you should not do, should you hire a firm, somebody take care of that for you to make it easier, well, then you are listening to the right show at the right time right now. Because on today's show, we have got owner of Marketing Sparkler, Kimya Scott. Kimya is a digital marketing and social media strategist, and she develops these strategies and tactics small business owners need to feel confident about using digital marketing to grow their businesses. Known simply as Ms. Kimya, she uses a results-focused how-to approach when creating effective strategies so clients enjoy tangible results quickly and easily. She uses everyday language to connect those marketing dots while adding a dose of fun and practical business advice into everything she does. And you can connect with Ms. Kimya at marketingsparkler.com. Again, that's marketingsparkler.com. And don't worry, you'll get that information plus a lot more in the show. So without further ado, because it's going to be an incredible show, I cannot wait to find out all this information. Ms. Kimya, welcome to the show, sweetie.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, because this right here is something that, as you and I know, we spoke briefly before getting on the show, that this is one industry that really hasn't been touched because of everything going on, because there's so many online businesses now that are popping up, MLM and just really regular businesses that need what you have. They need your service. So I am glad you're on the show.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here and to dispel any wisdom or advice and tips that I can share to help people build their businesses online.
Perfect. Well, say what, first, why don't we tell the listeners a little bit about who you are so they know who you are and kind of where you come from.
Okay, so my name is Kimya Scott, and I am, as Daddy said, a digital marketing strategist and a social media manager for small businesses. I'm a marketer by trade. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I have worked with businesses of all shapes and sizes, from the startup solopreneurs all the way up through Fortune 500 companies. And so I really love talking marketing strategy. Like, I'm that nerd that gets excited about talking about her job and how I can help you. And, you know, aside from that, I'm a Philly girl, born and bred, you know, two grown kids, married, dog, just having the time of my life. I just have fun every day. That's something me and Danny always shared. We live our best lives every day, and we're just happy, motivated, positive, just going for it.
And that's one thing I've always loved, your energy. You're always bubbly, always outgoing, and I know that's why you do great in business, because it's just, that's who you are.
Yes.
Now, I tell you, so you've been doing this 25 years now?
Yes, I've been in marketing for 25 years.
Girl, you know what you're doing then.
Yeah. I know I look young, but...
Yeah, no, I said, yeah.
I've been doing this a long time.
I'm like, man, you just started when you were two?
That always gets people. I'm like, no, I've been doing it this long. Yes.
So I'm like, wow. Now, so how did you get into it 25 years ago?
I actually went to college for marketing, and I started working in merchandising, a department at retail headquarters, you know, not in the stores per se, although I did work in retail stores, but I started working at corporate offices. I started working in merchandising departments, doing planograms for retail outlets, setting up a brand new location. And then I transitioned into desktop publishing. And so I was the one putting together the proposals to bid on multi-million dollar contracts. And so from there, I learned graphic design. Then I started working with startup mom and pops, doing the graphic design, their promotions and their full marketing campaigns. And it just continued from there.
Wow. It's really cool. In that quick little, you know, journey there, it was cool. Mm-hmm. It was a complete journey where you started, you know, brick and mortar, but you didn't let it stop when, you know, when things change in the environment and the economy and with business. A lot of people get stuck and you just followed through with the flow and made the most of it.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's really it. You know, I always joke with people, I was doing this before social media, but the thing is you have to learn how to adapt. And once digital marketing came on the scene, you know, we had AOL, you know, then there was the launch of Google. You know, I remember going through all of those things and then social media platforms came on the scene. You got to adapt. You have to learn how to adapt to your industry and figure out how to reach your audience using the latest tactics and strategies. So if I didn't adapt, I wouldn't have a job.
Exactly. Now, talking about that, you know, adapting and reaching, you know, your audience. So let's say, for instance, someone who is just starting out, like I told you, I used to do coaching before, and right now I'm getting back into it. I'm doing men empowerment coaching for overcoming fears and anxieties and increasing the levels of self-confidence and changing their mindset. So let's say for me, like just starting out, just starting a platform, going out there, how would I grow things? Like what would be my first steps?
First step is figuring out why people should talk to you in the first place. What is it about you and what you offer that people would be interested in? And that's really where to start. That's a nice way of saying, figure out what you want to sell. Reverse engineer from there. So because you want to sell coaching, what can you do to get people interested in your coaching services? So that's where you start. You figure those things out. And typically how you get people interested is by providing value. You know, you provide content online, you provide value for free to get people engaged with you, to let people know that you know what you're doing, to share, you know, small wins. You can give specific coaching tips so that someone can immediately implement a tip that you gave them. And so instead of having a book a discovery call with you, having to go through a 6 or 12 month process, you could be posting, you know, quick win tips on your Facebook page, for example, about what you do as a coach. These could be things to help people with their mindset. You might have certain strategies around mindset. You might have certain strategies about figuring out what you want to do in life, you know, that is part of coaching, you know, if it's vision boarding or something else. So you really start out figuring out why someone would want to even engage with you. Notice I didn't say hire you. Why would they want to engage with you in the first place? That's really where you start, because so many people, so often they jump online and they spam people. It's buy my stuff, buy this, buy that, hire me. And my joke is always, I don't know you. Why would I do that? It's thousands of people I can talk to. I'm not just going to hand my money to a stranger if I don't know you. And you know, you've probably heard the adage of where, you know, you don't go on a first date and ask a woman to marry you. It's the same principle. You don't just walk into a room, which would be your Facebook page in this example, and tell people to hand you their credit cards. That just doesn't make common sense. That's not the way we work. That's not the human mindset. We have to get to know you. And so if you come from a position of value and providing value to people, then naturally leading them through a process and giving them those next steps, they will in turn, if they're a right fit, they're going to connect with you in that way.
You know, that was a lot of solid gold nuggets right there. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, you've got to provide value. And, you know, I've been in sales now over 22 years. And, you know, I've done a lot of sales training. And one thing I always told everybody, and this is kind of exactly what you were saying, is, you know, when I was training, I tell them, look, who would you rather buy from, a friend or a salesperson? You know, of course, a friend. So like you said, you want to get to know them, or they want to get to know you. They got to want to know you. Like, they know who you are. They want to know that you care and that you're knowledgeable about what you're trying to sell. You can't just hey, mm-hmm. buy this and just trust me, because mm-hmm. like you said, that's not how things work.
That's not the way the human mind works. And that's always what I think. Who are you? Like, why am I mm-hmm. just whipping out a credit card? I don't know you.
Exactly.
I'm not interested.
So I don't know who you are. Leave.
I don't know who you are. What are you talking about? But that's for real. People don't think about it in like the most common everyday terms. Like, that's what we would all say. Who are you? I'm just going to completely ignore you. That's spamming. So that's mm-hmm. the opposite of what to do.
Yeah, because nobody wants to get spammed. They're automatically going to turn away. So. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, and I want all listeners to make sure that they're paying attention so that they know, is engage, you know, that Facebook or Instagram, whatever that platform mm-hmm. is, you know, that's the home, that's the office. Engage with them, give them value. So, and I went to your page, and mm-hmm. I know you have got a lot of value. And everyone, if you don't know, like, as far as the value to put out there, or what to do, if you go to Miss Kimya's page, go to marketingsparkler.com. That's marketingsparkler.com. And she has got a ton of like templates and everything. Just a lot of free content right there. A lot of mm-hmm. value. And I was looking at her, I was kind of blown away, really, that you're giving so much away. I've never seen that much given away. Now, like, and so really I'm gonna know, like, why do you have so much to give away? And why don't you hold back and have people pay for some of that?
I do hold back, actually.
Really? Okay.
You know, so if you think about it like this, if my free stuff is this good, imagine what you get when you pay me.
Absolutely. Hired. Sold.
By the time people click a button on my website to talk to me, I'm already hired. And that's my goal. My website is there to do the heavy lifting for me. And that really is the purpose primarily of a website. It's not simply a brochure. It should do the heavy lifting. So you can kind of figure out my attitude, my tone, my style, my depth of expertise all from the website. So by the time you book a call with me, you know who you're getting. And that's the purpose of my website.
That's it. And again, your website's got everything on there. So for our listeners that mm-hmm. let's say, you know, because some of our listeners are not entrepreneurs yet, but they want to mm-hmm. be. So let's say if they're mm-hmm. going into building their website, what are some key things mm-hmm. they need to keep in mind as far as the free content? Like, how should they mm-hmm. strategize that? Like, what should they do? Is there a certain amount, you know, blogging, podcasting, things like what should they really mm-hmm. do to give this free information away to get the customer to know them, like them, want them to do business with? Mm-hmm.
So I always think about reverse engineering. So look at your paid products and services that you offer. What would a person need to know about that paid product and service in terms of your expertise that you could give away? So for example, if you have a paid course, some people will give away a module in the course or like an activity or exercise in the course to give people a sneak peek. If you offer, for example, a coaching service and you take people through a 6-month process, for example, you could create a checklist for an exercise in month 2 and give that piece away. So you really look at the products and services that you want to sell and figure out what you could give away that would give just enough of a hint about what that product or service is, but it's enough that gets people excited. And so for me, you know, there's different ways to market your content. For me, blogging is because I'm a writer. I've always been a writer. And my blog just turned 10 years old on April 1st.
Well, congratulations. That's blogging, awesome.
Thank you. So the reason I started blogging is, one, it's excellent for SEO. Because as long as your website is constantly updated with fresh content, Google wants to push you up the search engine rankings. So blogging is great for SEO. So the reason I stuck with blogging as opposed to, back when I started blogging, people weren't doing that much podcasting anyway. But if you want to figure out which one to do, you want to do something that is put it on your website. So, for example, if you host a podcast, you want to make sure that podcast lives on your website. If you have a blog, you want to make sure that blog lives on your website. A lot of people, they have a disjointed brand to where their blog is over here and their podcast is over there, and then their products are somewhere else, and then their main website is somewhere else. You want to make sure everything is integrated, and you can do that again with your blog. If you are, for example, for this podcast, you could embed the podcast episodes on your website. You have the transcript, and that can kind of serve as a blog post so that everything is housed on your website, so that when people come to your website, they get the total package. They get the full picture of who you are. But again, like I said, that's really how you figure out how to disseminate information, your free stuff. Figure out what you ultimately want to sell. I sell digital marketing services, which means all my blog posts are about some aspect of digital marketing. And so even if you look at the categories that I have for my blog, you have social media, but that's not the only thing. There's email marketing, there's SEO, there's blogging, all of the same things that I sell in different service packages. Those are the categories that are on my blog. So that's how you figure out if I know what I'm talking about.
And you know what you're talking about, because earlier, like I said, I went to your website. I looked at all the free content. Oh, and I signed up. Don't worry. I'm like, this is some great information here. So I signed up, and like you and I discussed, yeah, I think you'll be hired soon. And yeah, you got the blog on there. You've got a podcast. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of free information. Mm-hmm. And like I said, yeah, if I didn't know you, and just me going to your website earlier, yeah, you had everything right there just to see that you are who you are. Knowledgeable, bubbly, and want to help. And I love that.
Yes. Yes. That's the whole purpose that your website should be serving. And I tell everybody that as you're designing your website and figuring out what content to post, the internet should do the heavy lifting for you, so that before, you know, if you're selling a product and somebody hits the buy button, they know what they're getting. If they're hiring you for a service, they understand the person behind that platform. And that's really the purpose of that website. Think of it more than a simple brochure or a business card that a lot of people say. Think of it as your credibility and your authoritative core. That's your hub. Your blog and your website should be really the hub of all your digital marketing activity.
All right. I got a question. I've learned how to do it now, but it took a long time, a lot of effort. Now, let's say, you know, people have got some free stuff and like they've got it in their computer, like in Word, you know, Word document, Words or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they know that they want to give out like a free ebook or whatever. Now, but how do they go about giving this free content out? Is there a certain way you got to do that? Is it an app that you would download? I mean, how would they go about getting the free content to the soon to be client?
Okay. So yes, what you would want to do is you would want to sign up for an email marketing service provider. You don't want to just send random cold emails to people. So the first thing is to sign up for an email marketing service provider so that you can build a subscriber list. And you can start with free ones like MailChimp, or you can start with low-cost ones, depending on how many subscribers you have. You can do a MailChimp. You can do MailerLite. You can do ConvertKit, you can use AWeber, Constant Contact. Okay, so those are five examples of email marketing service providers. And they're all great for people just starting out. Okay, so the next thing you want to do, let's say it's a free ebook and you have it as a Word document. Well, you want to, you could hire someone on Fiverr to jazz it up if you want, or you can use a free tool like Canva, C-A-N, like Nancy, B-A, Canva.com. And you could copy and paste the content into like an ebook template on Canva to make it pretty. Make sure you have a cover on there. Make sure you have some pictures and some color. Make sure you have your brand on there. And then in the ebook, you want to make sure you have clickable links. Those links would lead people to your website or to like book a discovery call with you, or they'll lead to your sales pages or something like that. Once you have your email marketing service set up, you can create a landing page that people can give you their first name and their email address. And then you can set it up so that the email marketing service, it sends out that ebook. But what you also want to do is you want to put that opt-in. It's called an opt-in. You want to put that opt-in on your website. So you want people, when they land on your website, you want them to be able to give their name and email and receive that ebook as well. So when you use an email marketing service provider, you can actually get HTML code. It's just like a paragraph of code to put on your website. And that's the way you embed the form directly on your website. And there you have a system. When people go to your website, they opt in for that ebook. And of course, you can schedule automatic emails thereafter, you know, welcome to my list. Thank you for subscribing. Here's your ebook, you know, and I would recommend anywhere between 3 to 7 follow-up emails. You know, how would you like this tip? Or on page 7, I talked about this. Have you implemented this? Or do you have any feedback? Or tag me, you know, on Twitter or something like that. But that's, you know, in a nutshell, the system for going from a Word document on your computer as an ebook to really building an email marketing list. That's the system in a nutshell.
And that was great content. I mean, the one I came across the other day, I was on Udemy, or how do you pronounce it? Udemy, the free courses and paid course you can get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it talked about MailerLite. So I went on there, and that's free. There's a ton of information on there. So that's one thing that I was using, you know, not long ago. So you've got a lot of information. You went through a lot. So everybody, hope you're paying attention, because again, these are nuggets. These are gold nuggets dropping down on you right now. To, if you've already been in business, you can go even further. Or if you're just starting, this is going to get you where you want to be. Now, I got a question, because you know, the show is Stronger Than Failure, right? So we all go through different things in life that we struggle with, and we come through it. So what is something like with business or personal that, you know, was a struggle for you, something you struggled with, and what'd you learn from it?
Where do I start? We all go through so many things, and like, you know, personally, you know, with family, you know, having kids, trying to figure out how to balance a full-time job. You know, both my kids were homeschooled and I had a full-time job. So they stayed with my husband, but then I got the schooling done. So figuring out those balances, you know, entrepreneurial journeys, just ups and downs, highs and lows. I think probably one that a lot of people might be surprised to learn is, you know, I've always had a side hustle. I have been doing, even in no matter what job I've had, I've always done some things on the side. And a lot of people, they ask, well, how did you go from, you know, how do you go from having a full-time job to, you know, being a full-time entrepreneur? And I always tell people, your full-time job should be funding your side hustle and your future entrepreneurial venture. And so that's one of the things that I had to learn, how to figure out how to best use my time. In that 24 hours a day, you really have to figure out from a productivity and efficiency standpoint how to use your time. So, you know, early on as clients grew, I still had a full-time job, still had small kids, and I had to figure out how to juggle those things. And so, you know, I would schedule business calls from 7 a.m. to 7:59 a.m. because work started at 8 a.m. That is something I had to learn. It was a struggle at first because you can imagine how tired a person is. So early before work started, I had, you know, calls. At lunchtime, I didn't have time to take a lunch and hang out. I was either on my phone doing research, on a computer doing research, or scheduling meetings, you know, and then after work, I would come home, do family time, then stay up to do client work. And that's really how I built and grew things, so that I had the flexibility to then make the decision, am I going to stay at a full-time job? Am I going to go to work part-time? Am I going to do my entrepreneurial venture full-time? But it's really, you know, that was one of the struggles I see a lot of people have, is how they use their time. And so I always share that with people, that there are pockets of time that you have in your day that you don't realize you have. And you have to really be efficient and maximize opportunities as they come. We all have time before work. We all have time at lunchtime, and there's always time after work. And you really have to decide what you're willing to sacrifice today for a better tomorrow. Now that I'm on the other side, I would not have traded anything I did. I had late nights, early mornings, but I had a goal. And in order to reach that goal, I had to sacrifice some things. But when you achieve that goal, it's so sweet, because you know what you have to go through to achieve it. And that's what I really try to share with people. Figure out what you're really, really, really willing to do to achieve that goal. You can say you have a goal, but that's just chit chat. What are you actually willing to do to make sure you achieve it?
You are a motivational speech right there. You got gave me goosebumps. I'm like, that was amazing. And again, it's just everything you said is powerful. You know, it's like I said, what are you willing to give up today to have the future you want tomorrow? Like I tell everybody, it's short-term sacrifice, long-term gain. You know, so like, and so many people don't want to give that up. So many people are wanting to go for late dinners or out for drinks on the weekend with friends and doing all these extracurricular activities, but always want to talk about, like you said, people, it's chit-chat. They want to talk about, I want to start this business, or I'm going to do this, or, well, I started, but I haven't really got started because I haven't done anything with it. No, you've got to put a lot of stuff to the side. A lot of things.
Yes, you do.
You got to put your friends, you got to put your family. Not saying you can't make time for them at all, but you have to only make a little bit of time. And they're going to, if they love you and they support you and they want you to do well, they're going to understand that.
Yes.
And that's the only way to be successful.
Absolutely.
Now, I can't wait for this right here because I know that was motivational what you said. So I want to know now your why. Like, what is your why? What keeps Kenya motivated?
I have a luxurious lifestyle, Danny.
I love it.
I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I need plenty money. I do not live, I'm not frugal, never have been. I need plenty money. That's what keeps me going. If you're really, you know, a lot of people, they'll say, oh, my kids and legacy. No, I'm gonna keep it real. I need plenty money. Listen, all that other stuff is cute and that's what people expect you to say. No, I need plenty of money. I like going to eat what I want when I want. I want to drink when I eat what I want to get up when I feel like getting up. I don't do alarm clocks. I want to do what I feel like doing. And in order to do that, I need plenty of money. Well, how to make plenty of money? It's not going to be at a job. I got to get out here and work. And that's what motivates me. It's the lifestyle that I am accustomed to living and want to keep it that way and grow bigger and better in that. That's what motivates me, the lifestyle that I have.
Girl, I love it. Like I said, just how honest you are. And again, like you said, that keeps you motivated, though, because like you live a certain way and you want to make sure it's that way. So you're willing to work late and get up early to do it. So now you can sleep in and wake up and relax.
That's right.
We got 2 minutes. So real quick, I want to ask you, you know, what advice you would give entrepreneurs? And then I want you to give your information out so everyone can get in contact with you because they need the free content that you got, all the value, and they need your service. So what advice you'd give entrepreneurs?
Advice I would give entrepreneurs is stop crowdfunding your dreams. A lot of people post, oh, what should I do? Where should I go? Sit with yourself as an entrepreneur with pen and paper and really figure out what you want and what you're willing to do to get it. It's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you time. But like I said, the victory is oh so sweet. You just have to commit to yourself and only you can do it for you. And once you commit to yourself, be unwavering in that commitment. It might take a while, but it's worth it. If this is your goal, go for your goal. I mean, you know, to really work with me, like Danny said, you can visit me at marketingsparkler.com. I have so much free content. If you don't have money to invest in marketing right now, sit a couple days and read my website. You can get started with all kind of free stuff on my website without investing a penny with me. Like Danny said, there are over 500 articles on there. I have eBooks. I have templates. You name it, it's on my website. So you can really go there. And then if you want to take it further, whether you want to book a call with me to help you figure out what to do next, whether you want to hire me, again, it's all on my website. But I really invite you to take advantage of the free resources that I offer because that's what they're there for. They're there to help entrepreneurs grow to that next level.
Kimya, I think I just fell in love with you even more because, again, your heart and your passion is to help others, you know, and I love that. You've got a ton, like most people from the jump are like, okay, look, go here and I'll do this and this price. You're like, look, go here for the free resources. Take care of that first. And then if you need it, you want it, I'll take care of you. I love that. All right. Well, we are winding down. Tamya, I am so glad you made it out because you are amazing. Great show with you today.
Thank you. This is great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right, everybody, you got it right there. So you need any kind of social media strategy, social media marketing, Tamya is your lady. Go to marketingsparkler.com for all the information. Look it up. Take care of her. She will definitely take care of you. And remember, everybody, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.